in the forefront of the workers occupy in Islam throughout Islamic history. This is how we look at our workers. When I say workers, I mean all the workforce, every individual in the workforce, all those people, from engineers, designers, technicians, engineers, and simple workers. In fact, all these people are greatly valued by Islam. Workers generally have some demands which has to do with their earnings. This is, of course, obvious, and everyone should work hard to fulfill these needs. But what's even more important is for everyone to realize that working and trying to build a country is in fact a jihad in itself. No matter where the worker is working, on a farm, in a factory, or anywhere else, workers should feel and understand that work is an important task and something greatly appreciated, and as I mentioned, it's a form of jihad. When you study capitalism and socialism, you see that they look at workers as instruments of production, means of production. If you look what's happening in the West, you see that workers there have a modest life. Of course, not every one of them, but when you study the philosophy of work there, you see that capitalism and socialism consider workers as parts of the machinery necessary for production, like parts in a machine. But Islam not only recognizes the wage and the earnings of workers as something important to be taken care of, but at the same time, it endears workers and values work. From day one of the victory of Islamic revolution in Iran in 1979 up until now, workers have withstood the test of time. Even in the 8 years sacred defense, I witnessed myself that workers in Iran, in every sector, worked hard in order to support the defense of the country. militarily, and as far as working hard in the backup system. Our great workers have never failed the difficult test of time. This happened at a time when workers sometimes are used as a leverage against governments here and there. This was the case, and it has been the case in our country. I remember a few days prior to the downfall of ex-regime, I was given a piece of news, about an incident. In fact, the workers working in a factory outside Tehran near Karaj informed us about the event. A report was given to me saying that a group of Marxists had decided to use that factory as their headquarters in order to gather workers and then march to late Imam Khomeini's residence in order to protest. I went to that factory. There were about 300-400 workers who worked there. I noticed that there were about 700 or 800 people there, and it seemed like workers from other factories were present there as well. I went there for a few days and talked to the workers. I remember one day I worked, or rather I spoke for them for several hours, almost 8 hours. And the slogans were thrown at me, and but at the end, the workers in that factory threw out the Marxist group there. This is a good example to show that for the last 30 years, for as long as the Islamic Republic of Iran has existed, our workers were in the front line of fighting with those groups that tried many times in order to manipulate workers and use them as instruments against our Islamic system. But they failed every time. This is how we know our workers. This is how our workers are valued by Islam. In fact, the Islamic Republic of Iran is based on this strong belief among workers in this country. In the sphere of production, our workforce alongside our employers are working hard in order to produce and build our republic. The material gain in every country is based on knowledge and productivity and production. Without knowledge, without scientific know-how, no country will progress. If production system anywhere doesn't use the latest technology, then there will be no production at the end. In the past, before this republic was established, our workers just worked hard without having been given the scientific know-how. That's why Iran did not progress at the speed expected. Europe progressed fast. The continent of Asia followed Europe, but Iran was left behind. Iran fell behind because technology and scientific know-how was not given prominence in this country. So the way forward is to give great value to science and technology. After the establishment of Islamic Republic, situation changed. But we still have to work hard towards marrying technology, scientific know-how, and practical work. A country with a good system of production will not progress, and even with the greatest reserves of oil and gas and other minerals, if we cannot extract our mines and exploit our underground resources, and if we are not able to exploit the treasures given to us by God Almighty that exists over and under the ground, then we are in trouble. And our workers are the element that can organize and help country go forward. Several years ago, I sent a directive informing the government to push forward to implement Article 44 of Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution. I'm talking about privatization. Now, in our daily prayers, we try to find proximity to God. But then again, We are always at the jeopardy of being manipulated by the evil, by Satan. The implementation of Article 44 should be taken seriously, and we should be vigilant not to let the wrongdoers, those people who are well versed as far as the law is concerned, who are informed, they know good knowledge of the law, different laws, but they also know the loopholes and they break the law. These people buy factories and later they design a scheme in order for the production in that factory to decrease and come to a point that the factory has to be sold, and then workers are fired or laid off and the land and the factory is sold and the machineries are sold at a high price. We should be careful not to allow those people exploit and manipulate the law. Another issue I like to stress here is the relationship between employer and employee. In capitalism and in socialism, the way workers and employers are related to each other are wrong. In capitalism, employers, capitalists exploit the workers, and in socialism and Marxist philosophy, again, workers are exploited by the state in the name of the state. In socialism, the idea of an animosity existing between the employer and the employee is pushed. And in the West, employers exploit the workforce, and there is a relationship between them which is based on exploitation and there are the exploiter and the exploited. In Marxism, the idea of class society, class difference, and the struggle between working class people and the bosses and the managers and the owners of factories is the idea that is pushed. But in Islam, there is the third way. The two classes come together, and through cooperation, they help production raise. This is based on the Islamic school of thought, and this school of thought is based on the true meaning of creation. Islam brings around the marriage between the worker and the employer. And this way, things are produced. A worker without employer cannot accomplish much. In fact, there will be no accomplishment, and an employer without the workforce means nothing as far as production is concerned. And not only a country can produce, there will also be friendship and the spirit of cooperation between the two classes. So Islam rejects the two ideas adopted in the West through capitalism and in socialism, in Marxist ideas. The employer and the employee both are valued in Islam, and through Islamic ideology we can produce. Our designers, our engineers, technicians, workers, even our politicians, all those officials that are working in the executive branch, and in fact every individual in this country, should accept the idea of cooperation between the workforce and the employers. If you compare circumstances now, you'll see that circumstances are favorable, and the state of our country is much better than what it used to be. In the past, in the ex-regime, we had to depend on foreigners, on Westerners, in order to give us the machinery, the tools, and even raw material sometimes. We had to beg foreign designers, engineers. We had to beg scientists there in order to make machines and tools for us. And that led to their dominating our country and we being dominated. But at present time, our country, Islamic Republic of Iran, is not only independent, in fact, we export technology ourselves. We build dams, factories, and we export technology to a lot of countries in the world. There's no way we can compare what, how we used to live and how we are living now. In fact, in ex-regime, the idea of independence, economically speaking, was not even discussed, let alone the idea of having our engineers, our designers, our workers going abroad and designing and building factories for people of other countries. This is a source of joy and pride for us. Considering our great civilization and the long history we have had behind, we still have a lot of grounds to cover. For that reason, when I call this year, current year, as the year of extra work, an extra diligence is for that. This diligence is defined through hard work. A country cannot achieve its goals with only talking about these great ideas. We have to practically work for our ideas and achieve them. Diligence among our designers, our engineers, technicians, our workers, as well as our researchers in our higher education institutes, and support given to the workforce, to our engineers, by the employers and factory owners, can help us achieve our goals. It is possible. We can do it. Our potential to increase production in Iran has not been used perfectly, totally. We have much greater potential to achieve our goals. When you look at a worker, a young worker with strong bones and powerful spirit and body, you realize that this person can become a very good wrestler, a sportsman, otherwise a weak person with weak body and weak personality cannot achieve that. I'd like to compare our republic with that young body, a strong body and a spirit that can achieve a lot, that can reach the peaks of progress. What I'm saying is really more than just slogans. We have experienced this. We have done this. We have experienced times when we did not enjoy the support of others. We were, in fact, pressurized. But our scientists, our engineers, our technicians showed their substance, their potential, and at this time we have progressed in all areas. In our country, we are even developing third and fourth generation centrifuges in order to produce nuclear fuel. In our country, our researchers are working on stem cell research. If you ask around, there are only a few countries in the world that work in the area of stem cell research. What does that tell you? When we raise our ranking from 20 to 8, when our country was invaded in the beginning of the sacred defense, 8 years sacred defense, we had no idea what RPG was, because RPGs were not used in our military. after all these years, at this time, at present time, we are building missiles. Sajil missiles. Our enemies first accused us of lying. They didn't believe us. But later, they had to believe us. This tells us that our workforce, that Iranian people are smart people and have great potentials. We only have to tap into this great talent. All we have to do is to turn talk into action. At present time, there are some countries in the world that are standing against us. They are threatening us, and they are trying to create all sorts of problems for us. I'm talking about ignorant and arrogant, in fact, arrogant forces and arrogant governments of some countries in the world. Even though they have dominated a lot of countries in the world, but when it comes to us, they cannot even stand to see a republic in this corner of the world is progressing. But I'll tell you something, they will not be able to do anything to undermine our effort. We look up to God to help us. Our greatest hope is God Almighty to help us progress. In fact, belief in Islam, which has deep roots in the hearts of every individual in Iran, is the main instrument that can help us progress. And when this belief is there, as strong as ever, then our enemies cannot do anything. Then, through strong belief and good work, good deeds, we can progress. And as the Holy Book of Quran promises great rewards in this world and the world hereafter for people, for those people with a strong belief in Islam and good deeds. This is the path we should take. God's blessings and God's blessings on late Imam Khomeini, the founder of this republic, is there. Late Imam Khomeini was the one who showed us the way, who led us to this point. In fact, it was late Imam Khomeini who helped the country to reach this point. And the harder we work, the greater reward we are given. May God rest the souls of our martyrs in peace. Let's all pray for the families of the martyrs, for the families of the war wounded, and also for their heirs, for their survivals. I pray to God that God bestows his blessings on all of you. Bless you all. This year's Workers' Day was commemorated throughout the country, and